News. I'm Laura Winters. Donald Trump heads back to court on Monday, the latest on testimony from Friday at his hush money trial in New York City from USA's Jen Gilber.
Donald Trump has criticized the New York District Attorney for focusing on his hush money criminal trial, calling it a waste of time. Trump spoke after the trial recessed on Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in the city, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell.
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, OPIC stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." I'm Jen Gelber.
Texas Congressman Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife facing bribery charges, the very latest on this story from USA's John Schaefer.
A Texas congressman and his wife are facing bribery charges. The newly revealed allegations claim that Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife received almost $600,000 in bribes from both an oil company owned by Azerbaijan and a Mexican bank. Cuellar, who previously co-chaired the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus, has denied any involvement or wrongdoing.
And Mystic Dan wins the 150th Kentucky Derby in an insane photo finish. The experts had to examine the video from all three horses who were neck and neck crossing the finish line. Sierra Leone coming in second place, followed by Forever Young. The odds, by the way, for this horse were 20 to 1. More than 150,000 horse racing fans packing the stands, many women wearing those fancy hats, folks drinking mint juleps, and of course, placing bets. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
TSA agents making an eye-popping discovery at Miami International Airport. They find a passenger, a man, with two tiny snakes slithering around in an eyeglasses case in his pants. The snakes turned over to Florida Fish and Wildlife. Turning now to the race for president in 2024, Donald Trump speaking at an annual Republican fundraising retreat at Mar-a-Lago in Florida Saturday night. The campaign raising more than $70 million last month. Trump reportedly with a short list of politicians he is eyeing for vice president. They include Ohio's J.D. Vance, South Carolina's Tim Scott, Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Florida Congressman Byron Donalds, New York's Elise Stefanik, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shadlis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide. Police investigating." And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.